We partnered with MZXT. That's a they make mid-sized chassis.
Yeah.
And they had a model out called the H440 that us at Razor, we really respected inside the company.
Yeah.
And we've always been kicking around the idea of getting a licensing program and involving other companies. Because, I mean, for us, for Razor, it's just been a natural extension of our end goal to create a PC environment. We already have the mics, we already have the mouse pad, keyboard, all that stuff. The only thing we didn't have was an actual case.
Right.
So this is our first venture into the water. As you can tell, we have our own design elements all around it, you know, the Razor branding. Now, NZXT actually had an ODD-free case at the start. So
what ODD?
Optical disk drive. There's no optical disk drive in the front, which is not very common.
Okay. Yeah.
For the case making industry, and that's one of the things that we saw in them as far as design that synced up with what we've been trying to do for a very long time. And what did we do? We actually changed up the power over here. Notice the Razor signature LED on the PSU panel.
Yep.
And on the front, and we added a backlight, because we noticed a lot of folks are always bouncing around in the back looking for cables in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So this illumination really helps. We added a hex diagonal mesh to the backside, and I forgot that you were to the backside and to the front panel sides for better airflow. And it's always been whisper quiet. That's one of the trademarks of NZXT as a brand. They have the quietest, most functional cases out there, and the best for cable management. And so in that sense, we messed with nothing. We left something great alone. And so they still have the intermesh. There's three fans on this side, one fan on the back, and it's covered by a mesh that separates the panels that works for sound dampening.
Okay.
So you're going to get you can't see it right here, but the panels in the front will dampen sound, and that's going to run through the motherboard. And we opened up the cable management system in the back. We have a motherboard in here, but if it wasn't there, you could see about 80% more space in the bottom than previous models. I mean, and it's looking good. We weren't sure about the reception we were going to get with it. We wanted to send it out to the community, let them go crazy, see how it works. And it seems like it's been peanut butter and jelly so far. Yeah, match made in heaven. Like, fans have already been sending in designs looking to create the... not the most outlandish model, not the most water-cooled, piston-pumping thing in the world, just an elegant design with great functionality, form factor, and performance. Pretty much the Razor brand ethos. And so far, it's been working out. Yeah, and this should be just the start. We started a licensing program with other cases, and we're looking at our options right now, so we're only hoping to grow this facet of our business in the future.
Okay, really good.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
And when would this be put out? Do you know?
We're looking for a July release.
Okay.
It's going to be sold through the NZXT site, although you can go to razorzone.com and take a look at our models or any models we have in the future.
And do you have a price point?
The price point we've set right now is $140.
$140? Wow. Okay.
Hey, you know, it's Razor. And, you know, I think the prices that we ask reflect the quality of our products.
Okay.
And it's going to be hard to find any mid-level chassis as customizable and as performance-driven as the one that we have on offer. And that's a great thanks to NZXT. They're great partners as well, willing to help, willing to get involved at any time. So
yeah.
It's really looking like a great partnership, and I hope it lasts for a very long time.
Excellent.